podcast of the Burlington Humane Society.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name is Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. It has been a wet and rainy April here in Burlington, Ontario, and if April showers bring May flowers, we're going to be flooded with blooms in May. But that hasn't dampened the spirits of our volunteers. April 21st through to the 29th is National Volunteer Appreciation Week here in Canada. And we certainly appreciate our volunteers. We're going to be talking to another number of them here on this episode. Our first interview is with Michelle Hand. She is a volunteer who is on our board of directors. She's really busy, but I was able to catch up with her, and she told me a little bit about the history of the Burlington Humane Society. I'm here with Michelle Hand, and she is one of the board of directors here at the Burlington Humane Society. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Doug.
So, can you give us a little bit of a history of the Burlington Humane Society?
Sure. We've been around as an organization since 1974. Not too long ago, we've had our 40th anniversary. And we began as a group of women that were interested in helping stray and abandoned animals out of their homes, out of their kitchen table it started. And from there, it's grown into what we are today, a large, beautiful facility helping well over 500 cats and dogs every year. So we've come a long way.
Great. And you've got your own building.
Yes, it's a large building at 740 Griffith Court. It was built using fundraising from the community, all donated funds and services to build the facility. And it's a beautiful building. We have 6 cat rooms, 5, I believe, dog kennels, and an isolation room for animals, as well as a community room. And we also have an area which sells donated goods to the public as part of our fundraising process on site. So it's a lovely building.
Where were you before you had your own building? Did you have to rent somewhere?
Yes, we were renting. That was before my time, but I believe it was just off of Fairview. They had a rented facility, much smaller. I believe, actually, there was very little room for anything other than a few cages. So it was, at that point, I think they were growing beyond what the rental facility could support. So that's when they looked at fundraising and planning and developing the facility.
And so, from what I understand, at that time it was the Burlington Humane Society and Animal Aid. Is that right?
It used to be, I think originally when it started, it was known as Animal Aid.
The Humane Society was known as Animal Aid?
It was. That was the name. Okay. And they formally changed the name to Burlington Humane Society. But we still operate as formally Animal Aid.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the Burlington Humane Society to the community.
Exactly.
Great.
Exactly. Completely separate from Hamilton. Well, Hamilton facility is known as Hamilton Burlington Humane Society, or SPCA. We're completely separate from that operation, as we are completely separate from Burlington Animal Control, which is run by the City of Burlington.
Okay. We have a different function.
We are. We are specifically, our focus is cats and dogs within the community, whereas Animal Control handles every animal imaginable. They also, they have the facility to pick up animals.
And we're a nonprofit.
We are totally nonprofit. We get no government funding.
None.
No government funding. We rely on the generosity of the community, which is incredible. We do some fundraising throughout the year, several opportunities to get out in the community and raise funds. But right now, we rely on donations.
So how do people learn what's happening at the Burlington Humane Society?
Well, we have our Facebook page. We're on Twitter. We have a website, burlingtonhumane.ca, where we try to keep up to date, letting the community know what our happenings are and who's living in the facility. We have a newsletter that goes out to anyone that's interested in receiving it can go on our website and ask to be put on the mailing list.
And so you can also find out from this podcast.
Exactly.
Great. So the Burlington Humane Society has come a long way.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle.
You're welcome, Doug. Thank you for having me.
My society!
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
With so many volunteers here at the Burlington Humane Society, we need to have a volunteer coordinator, and that is Alex Zitch. She works with all of our volunteers, and I sat down with Alex and talked about some of the programs that our volunteers can get involved with. I'm here with Alex Zitch, and she's the volunteer coordinator here at the Burlington Humane Society. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Doug.
So, the Burlington Humane Society values our volunteers, don't we?
We have a huge roster of volunteers, and we would not be around today if we didn't have this amazing support that we have from our volunteers. We've currently got a roster of about 500 amazing people.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And what are some of the areas that a volunteer can help with here at the Society?
Oh, we've got so many different areas that volunteers can help with. We've got regular feed and clean volunteers and dog walkers. So these individuals work directly with our animals. We've got volunteers who work our reception desk. They're really the face of Burlington Humane Society when you come in our shelter. A really crucial job here. We've got volunteers who are part of our therapy program. So they bring their own pets into retirement homes about once a month. And they really represent Burlington Humane and they're wonderful animals there.
Wow.
We've got volunteers that work in our attic and our loft, our two secondhand stores. We've got volunteers that help fostering pregnant animals and baby animals. We've got great volunteers who dedicate their time to helping out in our garden and doing landscaping and building repair. We've got volunteers who do transportation of us, taking animals back and forth from different clinics. We even have volunteers who manage our donation tins at different stores throughout Burlington. We even have volunteers that help make catnip mice for us to sell in order to get donations for the shelter. And we, of course, have amazing volunteers that come out to our special events and make those possible.
So whatever your skills, whatever your gifts, there's a place for you here at the Burlington Humane Society.
There is a place for you here, and we would love to have you on board.
Great. And here in Canada, April 23rd to the 27th is National Volunteer Appreciation Week.
That's right. So we definitely want to welcome our volunteers, thank our volunteers. This is just a short week where we really go out there and thank everybody for what they do. But these volunteers are working 365 days a year to make this shelter possible and make this great charity the way it is today.
And we couldn't run our shelter without the help of our volunteers.
That's right. That's right. The manpower, the hours that they put in, it just keeps us going.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it without them.
That's right.
If you would like to volunteer here at Burlington Humane, give Alex a call. We would love to have you. And now it's time for news and events. I'm here with Alex Zitch. She is the events coordinator here at the Burlington Humane Society. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
So, the Humane Society runs a lot of events, do they?
They do. Yes, we've got a whole bunch of fun events lined up for 2017, starting with our great comedy event that we have coming up called Raise the Woof. And this is a neat event that's been actually touring around with a group of comedians throughout North America, but they're just hitting the Ontario market now. So we're one of the first Ontario events. And this event is taking place on Friday, May 5th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Burlington. We have about 125 tickets available, and they are selling fast. $25 a ticket. And it's going to be just a wonderful night of great laughs, great furry fun, and all the funds go back to Burlington Humane Society.
Great, and where can somebody pick up a ticket?
So these tickets are available online through Snapped Burlington, but the easiest way to get your ticket is to go to burlingtonhumane.ca and click on our News and Events tab, and that'll take you right to our Raise the Woof webpage.
Great. Any other events coming up in the near future?
We do have a really exciting event come up. So we were approached by this 12-year-old boy named Jackson and his mom. And Jackson created this really neat school project. In his project, he created this idea for an event, this cool concept called the Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon. And his big idea was that it would fundraise for Burlington Humane Society and the Royal Botanical Gardens. Well, to Jackson's surprise, we are actually putting on this event. Jackson has come up with all the means to put on this event at the Royal Botanical Gardens on Saturday, May 27th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're going to have a booth there on behalf of Burlington Humane, and it's going to be a lot of fun. He's set his fundraising goal for $500. I think he's going to exceed that. We're going to have a great time there, and he's just so excited that his Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon is going to be this real fundraising event.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So Jackson actually started to organize this himself and approached the Burlington Humane Society to be involved.
That's correct. This is 100% Jackson's initiative. He came and approached us, and we're thrilled to be part of it.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. May 27th. At the Royal Botanical Gardens between 10 and 12. And do people have to register for this, or do they just show up?
You're welcome to just show up at the event, but they have a link that they started for this fundraising campaign. And so to access this link, if you just go to burlingtonhumane.ca and look up our Doggy Bow Wow Walkathon, we've got a whole bunch of information there about the event.
Great. So lots of things to do in May.
That's right.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you.
For this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you'd like more information, we are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. And you can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. Thank you so much for joining us. My name's Doug. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.